Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. Today, I would like to talk about the importance of looking to the future rather than dwelling on the past. Your past shapes who you are. The experiences you have throughout your life play an integral part in how you behave and look at the world. This may not seem like a big deal, but in certain circumstances, it can become a detriment to your success. Keeping your focus on your past can actually negatively affect things in the future. From your work life to your love life, even your day-to-day things can be affected by an inability to move past negative experiences. Romance. It's perfectly normal to feel sad after a breakup and even spend some time licking your emotional wounds. However, focusing on relationships that are long over is an unhealthy way to live your life. You can sabotage your future love life by idealizing your ex. This sets up a standard in your mind that no future romance interest can meet. This robs you of potential opportunities for what could be even greater relationships. Each romantic relationship, however, has something valuable you can take from it. Allow yourself to learn the lessons that the relationship teaches, then give yourself permission to move on. Fears. Most fears are caused by prior experiences. People who are afraid of dogs usually had a bad experience with a dog. People who avoid eating certain foods likely had a really bad reaction to that food when they tried it. While this is a rather indirect way of dwelling on the past, it can close you off to new experiences. Forgiveness. Grudges can run deep. If a person feels that someone has wronged them, they could be hard-pressed to let the person attempt to atone for their mistakes. Anger seems justified in a lot of circumstances. However, forgiveness is a major part of the healing process that can result in a tremendous restoration. People who were once alienated after a falling out can let bygones be bygones and start fresh. Keep the past in the past. After a particularly negative experience, it's human nature to put some emphasis on it. It's important to remember that tomorrow is a brand new day. You can choose to start off with a completely blank slate. Emotional responses are normal, and grieving is a necessary process in tragic circumstances. But remaining stuck in that state is the danger. Emotional wounds begin to heal when, after a time of grieving, you move on with your life.
take time to recover from negative experiences. However, it's equally important that you make an effort to let bygones be bygones. Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. Keep a positive outlook, even after a bad experience. Learn the lessons that the experience offers, file it away in your mind, and choose to head in a positive direction. Past is valuable and should not be discarded entirely. But once you've learned the lessons from the past and have gotten all the benefits it offers, take what you've learned and use it to move forward with a positive attitude in the direction of your dreams. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.